born to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Excuse me, it's Tuesday, the 10th of February, 2015. Joining us again after last week's incredible journey, KW's back with us today, coming to you from Kentucky. You know, I started looking into some of the things he was saying, and I'll be damned if, I'll tell you what. Vetting this stuff makes everything so obvious. That's all I could say is, oh my gosh, now all of a sudden I understand exactly what's been happening with people. And I'm referring to people who we call patriots and who we call, whatever the term is, truthers, etc., etc. And what I figured out is a very simple concept that nobody seems to be able to figure out. And the only reason I got here is because of this guy. And it's very simple, folks. It boils down to just one very simple concept. Why do things happen that are seemingly against the Constitution? Why does the government seem unchecked? Why is it that we seem to not be able to invoke any kind of rights or any kind of restrictions on government? Well, the answer is so damn simple, and I never saw it before until now. And here it is. Just one quick little sentence. The Constitution of the United States of America, which is a compact between the people of each state, each individual state, does not apply to U.S. citizens. If you're a U.S. citizen, then you're acting as a property of the United States. You're not acting as the people of the state. Why does the Constitution not seem to apply? Why is it that when, quote-unquote, patriots go into court and they try to be the man and they try to say things that don't really make sense to the court? Well, it's because, and why does the court then say the Constitution doesn't apply in this court? Well, it's because it doesn't. The Constitution doesn't apply. It doesn't have a... All it is a bunch of restrictions on what it can do to states and the people in those states. Well, there are no people in the states, present company excepted. There's no people, folks. We have been bamboozled. Our parents were bamboozled. Their parents before them were bamboozled into signing over, abandoning their children, delivering them into the hands of the state through the delivery room at the hospital, signing up that birth certificate, creating evidence for an entity, and then we acting as United States citizens in the states as foreign entities. The Constitution, folks, does not apply. Does not apply to us in any way, shape, or form because we are not acting under that thing, that government, that compact. It's really that simple. It's so simple that no one can figure it out because we have no idea that we're acting in agency with this big thing we call the United States. Anyway, KW, thanks so much for coming back to the show, man.
No problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, well, this is quite a revelation. I mean, this is quite an understanding of why it is that nobody can seem to be able to do anything. You hear people say all the time, well, we've got to get back to our to our you know, the way it used to be. We got to get back to our Constitution. No, there's no going back. You're either acting as an agent or you're not. In other words, people want to change the system that governs United States citizens, but that's not our system. We're acting as foreigners in the system that we want to get back to. All we have to do, if I'm not mistaken here, is simply stop acting like idiots, literally. Idiots defined are people non compos mentos. We must be citizens. We must be taken care of because we don't have the knowledge, the smarts, the wit to know the law, to know what we're a part of. We don't, there's nothing to go back to. We just simply have to stop participating and contracting in a way that takes us out of the very system that we're desiring to go back to. Sound about right?
Yeah, largely. There's a lot of misconceptions about how law works and why they do what they do when they do it, and how sometimes we don't get the remedy that we think we're entitled to. And it comes down to just a few things to understand. And yeah, it's complex until you know it. And once you know it, like, you know, inside and out, it's not so complex. You can dance around it and articulate it very well. For many years, we've heard people talk about this, what we call straw man. And they say it's not you, it's a legal fiction. It's an estate, it's a trust. And they say all these different things. And they go over and they pass over some of the more important questions when we talk about this thing that they call a person, which they wish you to be surety for. This thing is what we call an entity, a legal person, and its body consists of what we call rights and interest and property. And there's many ways that these entities can be created, and for many purposes that these entities can be created. But the most important thing that we need to talk about when we talk about entities is, one of the first important questions is what is that entity's name? The second thing we want to talk about is where, under what law that entity was created, because this is very important, because depending on where the entity was organized or created, affects what law it is governed by. So this entity, it being created under the laws of the United States or under the laws of Canada or Mexico or whatever the case may be, when this entity is created under that law, it is governed by that law to a very large extent. Now, in today's world, we have so much commerce going on. And there's agents and citizens of many different states, countries, nationalities that may participate in the transfer or transportation of goods from, let's say, China to Idaho, the state of Idaho. So there has to be laws that governs the interaction between all the agents and citizens of all these countries and nationalities. And this is where a lot of people talk about, I remember a gentleman the last time I was on, he's talking about wanting me to say sovereign immunity. Well, I'm not going to say it. In most cases, citizens and agents of foreign governments and foreign state enjoy a certain amount of sovereign immunity, but there are always exceptions. As in every case, there's always exceptions, and it always depends. But just giving a short scope of it, there's a lot of things going on with this entity that you may be aware of, but you are, or should I say, you do have a legal relationship to this entity when you're what we call operating it.
Well, of course, the causality has been set up to where you pretty much just can't help but be accused, at least, or be assumed, I should say, an assumption of law is that you're always operating in agency, and that makes it a little bit tough.
Well, yeah, when you start to discover the law of agency, the matrix code kind of opens up to you, and you can see how everything works and why some of the judges do some of the things that they do, because it really comes down to an agency. Are you my agent? Because if you are my agent, you're subject to my control.
Well, so you say, now we know that the Constitution itself sort of established three different, at least that's my opinion anyways, three different types of law. It kept sort of the old English common law, transferred that over. It kept, or it created the, what you'd call equity or contract law. And then it also invoked the international, if you will, law of the law merchant, which is maritime admiralty law. So when you say that you're, you know, an agent is, or the agency is under, in other words, the creator of the agency is under a specific law, what are the different, what's the difference now between, let's say, you, what law you're going to be operating under, and the rest of us out here who haven't taken the plunge? What is a United States citizen, 14th Amendment citizen, what law? Well, are you going to say it depends?
well, sure. And depending, now, when we operate, we want to do business with persons, all right? You know, you're a man, we got it, and we go read the Constitution, it always talks about a man and his persons. Okay, a man can have many persons, all right, and or many estates, or many interests, many companies, or whatever the case may be. So, you know, did I lose you?
You're back.
Okay. Where was I?
Man can have many agencies, many corporations, many persons.
Yeah, so when we talk about this entity and where it was created, I can have an entity that was created under the common law. That means that the common law governs that entity. If I create an entity under a statutory provision, then that entity is governed by that law. And it's the same way from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. An entity created under the laws of the United States is governed by the laws of the United States. Now, when this agent does business, this is when the international private merchant law, private international law comes in, because there has to be some law that governs between the different nations, you know, because we can't let Israel oversee a court case involving a Palestinian. That just ain't going to be fair, is it?
I think that's what happens now.
All right. So when you're talking about the entities, this is true as far as I've seen it, and this is listening to the judges and lawyers. An entity created under a particular law is governed by that particular law, and enjoys sovereign immunity in respect to other nations, with exceptions. And here's one of the exceptions, folks, is that whenever that agent or that entity enters into any commercial transactions, then he's not immune.
Oh yeah, that gets pretty tough, because they pretty much have considered every aspect of everything to be a commercial entity, from going to pick up groceries, driving, basically everything you need a license for. And they're figuring out ways to basically make everything else that's not, you know, need a license. So it makes it a little difficult.
Well, you know, it all comes down to who owns the land, right? And if you're on the land that you don't own, then you're on somebody else's land, see? And some of this land that we call and donate to the public, what we call the public, which is, you know, a public right-of-way for travel and for public uses. But as long as you're on your land, you make the laws of your house, don't you?
To an extent. I mean, you make rules, certainly, but those rules don't necessarily trump the law.
Right. Well, there has to be some law that governs you when you exit off of your land, enter into the public, and do some business with some public company or some other person. There has to be some law that governs the transaction in case there's default.
Well, the question then, and that's hard for people to understand. A lot of people say, no, it's God's land. We can't own anything. Well, that's great in worship, but it's not a reality. And unfortunately, the very fact that you can claim to have land and have that claim be protected, unfortunately, sort of requires some sort of government that will protect it. It's very romantic to think that you can protect your own land and live safe the rest of your life, but it's just not theoretically, you know, a reality. And that's correct. Hard for people to, I think, you know, come over to the side of logic and reason and say, yeah, I can see why people get into a situation where they're governed mostly for the protection to be as free as possible within that, if you want to call it jurisdiction or border or whatever.
Well, think of all the goods that people enjoy. Computers, you know, we're talking here, you know, a couple of thousand miles apart, and the reason we could do that is because people upheld their end of contracts and bargains.
Good point.
You know, it's all commerce. You know, think about some of the food that you get that you wouldn't be able to get unless there was some merchant transporting it from one state to another. And when this merchant brings a goods and products into a foreign country, and let's say he co-signs them out or gives her some kind of credit transaction, and the guy don't pay, well, this creates a conundrum about what who has jurisdiction or what should be the jurisdiction. Can this guy claim, oh, well, yeah, I know I owe you $9 million, but you know what? I'm sovereign, so screw you.
Yeah, that seems to be the dream of people, is to say, I'm sovereign. Depends on whose military rifle you're looking down.
Well, true, but you can enjoy some sovereignty yourself if you have what we can't call that absolute perfect title to what we call land, or which really just a use. No.
Yeah, I guess. You know, the concept of sovereignty to me has always been misplaced in the notion that for a man to be sovereign, he'd have to have something under him.
Exactly. And a man enjoys some men enjoy a certain sovereignty in their household, in their house. You know, because they have members of their society that's underneath them that look to them for their protection. You know, so that, yes, that man in that household does enjoy some kind of sovereignty when it comes to his subjects or his family, right?
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. I just always considered it to be who your God is. Your God is sovereign, so if you're under a sovereign government, then you can't be this concept of sovereign citizenship is sort of a oxymoron.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron, ain't it? For sure.
Right. So I just don't see, you know, if you're claiming to be free under God, then God is your sovereign. End of story. You might enjoy something that we might, you know, if there's another definition for sovereignty, then I guess put it on the table. But otherwise, I don't see how a man can be sovereign unless he has servants.
Well, yeah, and you know, and this is of course where we say, well, what do you mean by sovereignty, or what do you mean by sovereign? And I'm sure we can go find 20 different definitions in 20 different books, right?
Mm.
So me personally, the idea of sovereignty isn't like that. You know, you have sovereignty over your actions. You know, you have full power and control over your acts.
So you're coming back to choice.
Well, sure.
Yeah, and in these, I'll tell you, nothing I've seen, I'll tell you folks, in all the research I've been doing for this book, looking up the words voluntary and choice, and there is nothing that I've seen that forces anybody to do anything, unless you're accepting and volunteering to be under a certain agency, under a certain law.
Right, a certain sovereignty.
Okay, there you go.
You know, that's what the Bible says. Solomon spread his sovereignty all over the land. Well, he spread his law. Now, when we're talking about what sovereign are you subject to, well, I don't know. What law do you go by? And this has a lot to do with some of the issues concerning religion and what they can and can't do to you, because the court can't make a Jew eat pork, can't make a Muslim eat bacon, and can't make a Christian take a mark, name, and number. It's beyond their scope of authority. When we talk about the Constitution, no, you're not party to it, but they are, and they have certain authority to act on behalf of the people. This is why we have the three branches, which is nothing more than agencies of the government, which, by the way, the government of the United States is the Constitution, which creates agencies by which to enact the will of the people. And all these agencies have what we call agents. And it's not government that we have a problem. We're not anti-government. We're anti-government agents who steal and plunder and pillage, you know.
Mm. It's true.
So there's a difference between government and government agencies and government agents. And if we can understand the difference in what they can and can't do, because the Constitution only gives Congress it's a limited government of jurisdiction, has limited jurisdiction. The federal government does have. So what is its limits on jurisdiction? Well, go to the Constitution for that. Now, where they got us confused is when they create the business trust and commercialized after the Civil War, in which, see, this is where Congress operates. They operate in two capacities. One is as, you know, the Congress created by the Constitution and limited by the Constitution. But they also act in a different capacity, which is the government of the District of Columbia, in which case they take on the form of a corporation. And of course, being sovereign over the District of Columbia, which is a state, they have a jurisdiction over all the residents and entities, because that's where the entities were organized.
Right. Well, so when the military goes over under the, of course, executive authority of the president, his emergency powers that he's declared, and of course Congress has allowed him to do so, so he doesn't need their permission for anything, under what capacity is he operating? Is he operating under the Constitution, considering that they say, you know, basically the Constitution is suspended under emergency doctrines, or is he... is he operating through the Washington, D.C. concept?
Well, if we go back just a few hundred years and we talk about companies like the Virginia Land Company or the East India Trading Company or some of the other trading companies that were going on, a lot of times the Crown or the Queen would grant this corporation the right of government. And this was the case in India for many years, is that it was governed by a corporation. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what we have now today, is that we have commercial entities governing everything upon a higher authority, which ultimately is supposed to get back to you, you know.
Well, so really, what you're talking about, the sort of the de facto that's laid on top of the de jure, if you will?
Yeah. Like I said, there's two jurisdictions. One is that special admiralty maritime jurisdiction, and yeah, it's overlay upon all the land and all the roads, the highways. What is a highway? Well, highways where the lanes of traffic where they used to, the ships used to pass. That's what a highway is, and that's international jurisdiction. It's an admiralty, especially if you're transporting goods and products across the highways.
Mm.
Now, if you're traveling, that's a different issue, but in most cases, people can't prove they're just traveling.
Well, not if they're acting as agents.
Right, because, you know, right from the get-go, when you go down and register an agent, your status is that of a foreign agent operating in a foreign entity here in the state. You better have a license.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be here, you see. And the only reason that they let some people pass, because they have those reciprocal agreements between states that to let citizens of other states pass. See, everybody thinks that the problem is that they're a citizen. No, the problem is that you're not a citizen.
You mean of the state?
You're not a citizen of the state. Well, I can't say some people are. But most people are not citizens of the state. They just have the, they've been clothed with this 14th Amendment person called a citizen of the United States, which is nothing more than an entity, an agency relationship, which gave this man who would otherwise have no rights, would at least give him some commercial rights in contract. And of course, when we talk about contract, what jurisdiction are we usually talking about concerning commerce and contracts? Admiralty.
Well, I mean, equity is technically contract law, isn't it?
Well, equity follows the law.
So, the law and contract, go, make, contract makes the law. Contract makes the law,
right.
Yeah. But equity technically is supposed to be in touch with the natural law.
Right, yeah. The equity will be imposed when something outrageous is going to be done because of the law. You know, like for instance, in the days under the common law, if you got caught stealing a horse, what happened to you? They'd hang you. With the equity jurisprudence that's being enacted now, equity will not allow you to hang that man for stealing that horse, you see? That's what we call equity jurisprudence.
Well, so let me ask you this. I was just remembering when you were saying that. It says Section 1 of Amendment 14 says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So you said earlier that we're not citizens of the state. Is this a different form of... Is this a 14th Amendment citizenship of the state?
Right, it's telling you that all persons born, and all persons born include artificial persons.
Okay.
Tons of cases out there. And as a matter of fact, if an amendment creates a person, it's an artificial person. Period. If a person was created by law, it's an artificial person. It's not you. But you can have the characteristics. It could be a juristic person that you could use. For instance, if you signed on with Sam's Club, you have a juristic person with Sam's Club.
Mm.
See? And it's the same way with these states and the governments and everything. They operate everything like a business. And they run everything like a business. It just so happens that you're on the registry as being what they might call a client. Who needed help or dependent, and in some cases you may be considered the agent operating the agency, and that would of course depend on your status and your circumstances.
Well, I wanted to ask you some questions that I know and we'll open the phones here in the second hour, but I wanted to ask some questions that I know would come your way. I certainly have the same questions, mostly just from lack of experience. I mean, I think I understand the concepts. But most people would ask, for instance, well, how do I work without the mark? How am I going to get a job without a Social Security number? How am I going to, drive without a license? How am I going to do so many things without this notion of federal citizenship? You've got things like E-Verify, all these different things that check your identity to make sure you're a United States citizen. Most people can't imagine dealing with a non-United States citizen. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
Back here in Corporation Nation, just reading from a document. Well, it's actually a very long book. It's called A Treatise on the Law of Agency. Just a couple of quotes here. Mr. Mitchum says that, quote, agency is a legal relation founded upon the express or implied contract of the parties or created by law, by virtue of which one party, the agent, is employed and authorized to represent and act for the other, which is the principal, in business dealings with third persons. So if I were to translate that, it's saying that I, as the agent, am employed, authorized to represent and act for the government, the principal, in its person that it provides me, its ship, so I can sail in its commercial waves. And in that capacity, as the agent for that principal, I'm doing business with third persons, which is everything I then touch, including the state. Is that right?
Well, not everything, but mostly everything, yeah.
But specifically, that makes the state a third person, something that I'm right. not under. I'm under the laws of the United States, not under the laws of the state.
Well, yeah, you sure are. But there are contracts that have been entered into as a regard of Congress's legislative authority, which allows the entities of the United States to do business in there with certain immunities, privileges, and rights, you know, as the 14th Amendment says.
Well,
the agents are granted these rights, you know.
An illegal Mexican can do the same thing.
If he's got a tip from Mexico, he would come there to do that. Matter of fact, if you noticed, around here, we always had a lot of problems where they would never get in trouble when they get caught driving without a license.
Sure.
You know, $100 fine, and that was it. Everybody else got milked.
Right.
You know. Well, the reason is because there's really not that legal obligation for him to have that license.
Well, in that case, there's no legal obligation for him to pay a fine.
Well, maybe he should argue that.
Yeah, well, it's the concept of a man being illegal is sort of disturbing in the first place, but we won't get into that too much. The point is that acting as agent of the United States puts us in the same sort of position as anybody that's just been naturalized from another country. We're foreigners that are allowed permission to do business in the states. We are not acting as the people of the state, citizen of the state.
Well, if I were to ask you for proof, this is one of the things that we promote in our little group is what we call declaratory judgment. If you're unsure or uncertain as to your status, you're entitled to a declaratory judgment and decree by the court concerning your status. If you think you're a citizen of the United States, all you got to do is go file a declaratory judgment. If you think you're a citizen of the Republic of the United States of America, go file a declaratory judgment.
What's the proper question to ask in that declaratory judgment? Where do you file it?
Well, this would, as always, it depends. What are the facts? Now, the facts for me are going to be different from the facts for you and the facts for the guy from Guadalupe. All right, so the facts are going to determine what your status is, and if you could go in there and prove that you're a citizen of the United States, then guess who the court is going to declare as a citizen of the United States?
Well, so then the question is, how do you prove you're a citizen of the state and not the United States?
Well, I guess you have to know a little bit about your genealogy and who you are and where you come from.
Don't be cryptic.
Well, look. Some people enjoy a status that some other people don't enjoy. We all agree?
I would say that's fairly obvious.
That status. Would you like to know what that status is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's called free.
The franchise of being free?
Well, it's when I look up the definition of free, it's not subject to the legal restraint of another.
Well, and I look it up, and I see to be made free is to be denizened into the state we're already in. So it's a little tricky when we use these words free and freedom.
Right. If you want to, this gets back into the religious thing and the Christian princes, because everybody in the Christian kingdom are all Christian princes and they all share an equal status.
Yeah.
And if we wanted to call the true state, the one that nobody ever sees or hears about, but just hears about their agents, people actually pulling the strings behind the scenes, these are deeply religious people, and they're in the control of a lot of things that go on in the world. And this group is what they call themselves, you know, the Assembly of the Lord. That's what the state is. It's the Assembly of the Lord. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also. A corporation, a principality.
Well, so let's go back to these sort of common questions that we are always dealing with and always wondering ourselves. Not so much that they can't be answered if we think real hard, but I suppose it boils down to what. Again, like the common question, which just bugs the crap out of me. Well, wait a minute. If I give up my United States citizenship, how will I possibly work without the mark, the name, and the number? And I'm like, well, gosh, aren't you complaining about that very thing? Well, gee. And then, you know, how do I obtain insurance as if I'm not a United States citizen? How do I get a job if I'm if I don't have a Social Security number? What am I going to do? How am I going to eat? How am I going to trade, buy or sell without the mark? I can't get rid of my mark. It's ironic, of course, that people say this, considering, you know, what we know about what it says in the Bible. But that is the most common question. How the hell do I do anything without the mark?
Well, you know, it's going to depend, of course, on who you are. Where me personally, I kind of put my faith in the Father, and He takes care of it. You know, but if you're talking about what are some of the things you could do legally to operate within our system, we got to understand that once we enter into a contract or an agreement with someone who's a foreigner or an agent of a foreign entity, we enter into this special jurisdiction. You know, there's no way around it. Now, there was one court case, and this one judge said, he said that if a county were to be totally self-sufficient and did not require any interstate or commerce with any other county or state, he said that county would be sovereign. It could, and the United States would have no jurisdiction over it. And he's right. Because it all comes from commerce. That's where their jurisdiction lies in, is mostly the commerce and other powers. But
so the second Walmart moves in, then it becomes a case of having interstate commerce?
Well, right. Anytime somebody comes in, anybody as low. A county can be a kingdom and a sovereign place unto itself if it doesn't do business with other people. If they're totally self-sufficient, there's not, it's like what the Amish are, you know, the government, although it's changed a little bit and they're trying to press upon them, but as long as this Amish people stay self-sustained and they don't have no commerce with any other body, ain't nobody can do touch them people.
Well, so this raises the question then, you'd have to have a county of total state citizens and not U.S. citizens then, right?
Well, possession is 9/10 of the law, right? And possession is good title where none other appears. There may be disputes of who owns what land and what land, but, you know, you're the one living there at that house on that piece of land there. Not too many people are going to argue with you, except maybe government agents, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
if you could get a group of people, it doesn't make a difference who they are. If they create their own little society and they're self-sufficient, they can create what kind of persons ever they want. They can make everybody a citizen, or they can say everybody's a free man, or whatever they can do. They can do what they want. They're not subject to any other person's law, except for what they make for themselves, you know.
So then in that scenario, then what about like a post office, that kind of thing?
Well, once again, if you're going to have interactions with other nation states and commercial dealings and everything, you open yourself up to a broader scope of law.
Aye, aye, aye.
But here's the thing. But if it's just me and you doing it, doing business man to man, And we don't go down here and get notaries and whatever, and we do it by the common law, this is how we can remain private out of their jurisdiction. But once we use that entity is always in interstate commerce. Always. It's always going to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and the state.
Well, so let's put this another way then. What are you going to have to avoid?
Well, let's break it down real quick. Let's get to the point. What is the remedy? Right? Well, you get a new name and a new birth certificate. How do you do that? Well, you got to go back and correct the record, the matrix. Everybody wants to get out of the matrix. What is the matrix? Well, it's the original instrument that created the organization. You need to go back and correct the information, because it was the information that caused the instrument to be created, which caused the birth certificate to be created, you know, which gets you in all the trouble. So if we go back to the beginning, and this was an issue in my case, see, I'm questioning the validity of that instrument, and that instrument is void. So they have to put me back and restore me back to my position before the fraud, as I claim, took place. Or mistake. Fraud and mistake had the same effect. Clerical error, whatever.
All right. Well, now, when you do you mean, I understand correcting the record. When you say get a new birth certificate, you mean a statement of birth? Do you mean something other than a birth certificate?
Right. Well, the birth certificate is really not your problem. It's the status that's connected to it.
Right.
When you get your new birth certificate, it's going to be the birth certificate for a natural person, not an artificial. Big change, right?
Well, I mean, natural person, you'd have to, again, you'd have to define that, because everything I've seen, when I see the word natural, that's just referring to essentially an individual, not a corporation.
Well, a man can be a natural person. Not all men are persons. A person is a man considered according to the rank he holds in a society. All right, so you can be a person. What's wrong with being a person? It's great, especially if you're the person that's the king. And especially if you're the king of you. So there's nothing wrong with being what we call this natural person, because back in the old days, men, women, and children were referred to as natural persons. Those are natural persons as contrasted and distinguished from artificial persons, which are created by law.
That's not what I've seen in my, too bad I don't have it in front of me, but the only difference I saw between a natural person and an artificial person was that an artificial person was created by natural persons. In other words, a corporation is a bunch of natural persons who get together and form an artificial person. Well, but the word natural doesn't mean something of nature. It just is a description of something that is a living man, but not in the capacity that it's not a legal thing.
Well, when we talk about persons are a funny thing. See, we get our person from our father, right? And if, since you're of unknown parentage, you have no father, they gave you a person. They can clothe you with what we call a juristic person, such as a police officer, a judge. They're clothing the man with the person. And that person is what has all the rights to do that thing with their society. The thing is that we're tied up into society, and we don't know quite how we're tied up into it, and it all comes from that entity that was based on the record from the information that was filed when you were born. According to the information, you're an infant of unknown parentage, or a pauper, or your parents were already signed in this. This is by operation of law, this organization gets created. It's an entity, because that's all the 14th Amendment can create, is an artificial person. It cannot create a real natural person. It can't create a man, woman, or child. It can only create artificial persons. Trust, estates, associations, corporations, limited liability companies, limited liability partnerships.
Well, so this birth record that you're creating, you're saying that you're fixing, you're repairing, whatever. You're saying that you're signifying that it did not create. In other words, the correction that you're making on the birth certificate or creating the new one is saying this is the birth of a natural person, as opposed to what it said before, which was the creation of basically a corporation, an entity?
Right. Remember, the entity was created as a result of operation of law from the information. Got that? All right, well, based on the information, your infant of unknown parentage, you don't have a person, so they gave you one.
Right.
Now, if you go and see, you're based on the information, you're illegitimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if we go back to the beginning and we fix that issue where you change it, that you're no longer illegitimate or of unknown parentage, but you're and of known parentage, certainly one could see the huge leap in status that gives you.
And is this where you would take your baptismal record or family Bible? What's that?
Yeah, your family Bible or your family registry. Yep.
Interesting. Well, okay. So again, now let's just say, okay, you've quit. You're no longer an agent. You're acting as a private citizen. Congratulations. Now, how do you go? Let's say you get a job offer, and it's with a. Can you work then for a corporation at all? That is.
Sure. They do it all the time.
All right. Well, when we get back, we'll talk about that a bit. Stay tuned, folks.
Sure.
Shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. Teach your children well,
their father's health did slowly go by and feed.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Them on your dream.
Oh, good times. Well, yeah, so again, KW, I'm just playing sort of a devil's advocate here. We, like I said, a bunch of people are of course, always going to ask the same questions over and over and over, which is, you know, how do I work? How do I quote unquote travel or drive or fly? And that's another question I'd have for you. How would you, if you don't have an agent, you don't have the surname, name, the agency of government, what do you do if you want to get on an airplane? is another good example.
Well, there's many things that you can do. And it all depends on who you are and what you need to do. If you're going to be one of these fellows that wants to interact in international commerce, you're going to have that person, that recognition, to be able to do that. And I'm sure people have talked about this before, you know, Dianne Feinstein, Ron Paul, Nancy Pelosi, they all do business as that name, right?
Yeah.
Right. This tells you something about them. See, because they had to go get a person to do interact with the system called the United States. Whereas otherwise they wouldn't need that name, and they could just sit back and be them private selves, what they call a private citizen. But since they got into the public, they have to have that person. Make sense?
Well, yeah, but still, like I said, what is going to be? Well, okay. So one comment, just to be clear, is that you sound like you're stuck in your state.
Well, no, you can go create you a person. And, for instance, the registrar accepts other documents besides a birth certificate. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they'll accept what's called employee identifications, employee ID numbers, or if you're the employee of a trust or what's called an estate agent, the estate, which has the person, which has a legal standing, can give you an ID, which you can go down and get a registrar, and they'll give you the driver's license. Now, if you want to keep operating in that credit system, that's a different story. That's what I'm saying. There's so many variables that can be in existence that there's no one correct answer for everybody about how they want to go about doing this. Some people who have money, the options are better. Some people who are relying upon disability or some kind of government assistance. That they're going to have more limited things to do. You see what I'm saying? But if you wanted to remain private, you can. And you could do business through trust, companies, partnerships, and whatever, and just keep your private estate private, never putting more into the system than you're willing to lose.
So is this goes into trust law where the trust sure. actually has control over the name?
Yes. And like I said, there's lots of things you could do. One thing that you could do is go out and create a trust, all right, and you make your claim. Your claim is going to be for the bill for services rendered or whatever your tort claim is. You're going to take that tort claim, which is property, and you're going to give it to the trustee of your trust. And guess who you can name as trustee? You can name the straw man, the entity, as the trustee.
Well, see, now this is getting into the stuff that I didn't want to get into. In other words, if that's what it takes to have any sort of quote-unquote freedom, then you're going right back into the system. But we'll get into that a little bit more after the break here. Stay tuned, folks. We'll take some calls afterwards.
Financial uncertainty.